Let's have a word with David Harby from Rail Future. David, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
So what difference is it? I mean, how are we going to notice it as passengers?
Well, your real feed-up is into 2020 when the big bang of the new services comes in.
Right.
Steady progression up until then, I would think, is probably the best way to describe it.
So there's going to be no change at all initially? Presumably
yes,
they're going to...
Yes, but as I say, gradual. From December, you get an extra Saturday service to Leeds.
Right. To Leeds from London?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's new catering coming in. Obviously, that's going to be steady moving.
Right.
They're spending £21 million refreshing the existing trains.
Right.
So my presumption is that we'll see new liveries and improved catering as and when the refreshment of the trains comes in.
Yeah, well, I mean...
They can't do every one in the same week.
I was going to say £21 million for refurbishing the trains. That's not going to go very far, you know, because they're going to change...
No, but don't forget, this is only short term.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, what they're really doing is new seat covers, new carpets, improved toilets, that sort of thing.
Right.
Because from 2018, of course, we get a brand new train set.
2018 new trains?
Yes, the Super Express Programme, I think it's currently called. They're new trains that are currently... Well, the first prototypes are on their way from Japan to us now.
All right.
And then there's a new factory being built up in County Durham to actually assemble them.
And will they go faster, these new trains?
They are capable of going faster.
Yeah.
Just by better acceleration and improved signalling, Leeds should get journey to London about 30 minutes quicker by 2020.
Well, that's something. It's interesting that all this is going to happen, and then we're going to get HS2, which seems, you know, why?
Yeah, but HS2 is a long way away yet, isn't it?
Well, it is, yeah, it's a heck of a long way away.
I mean, but you think by the time HS2 comes in, I mean, these trains will be 10, 12 years old.
Right. So that will replace all these...
And if the passenger numbers keep growing at the rate they are doing, you may well think, well, HS2 is coming. But that's okay, Leeds to London.
Yeah.
But what about Leeds to Doncaster, Leeds to Newark, Leeds to Grantham?
Yeah, so yes, of course. And indeed Wakefield, because I don't think HS2 is going to go straight past Wakefield, isn't it?
Yes, well, you see, that's the HS2, what that will obviously be doing is, if it takes more of the very long-distance passengers out, as you might say, Leeds to London or Leeds up to Edinburgh, what it would do is leave more capacity on the existing route for the... passengers that do need to make the shorter journeys.
Yeah, and as far as Virgin go, they're going to run new services to Huddersfield and Bradford?
Yes. Most of those are coming in either 2019 or 2020.
Right, so we've got to wait for those.
Well, we've got to wait for effectively, it's just the same story as you keep hearing on your local commuter services.
Yeah.
We've got to wait until there's actually new trains built.
Yeah, so for the time being, we're not going to notice much difference at all.
Well, refreshed trains, we're going to get new customer service zones in all the stations.
Right.
Which should be in better customer.
And when's that going to happen?
They're gradually being introduced as, over the next 2 or 3 years.
Right.
Of course, they can't do everyone, and some of that's going to be, again, rather than just closure, it'll gradually improve on what they've got.
Okay, so it's going to be evolution rather than revolution.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi is due to be improved.
Right.
But again, I had a discussion with East Coast a couple of weeks ago on this, and in a lot of cases, they can have wonderful Wi-Fi on the trains.
Yeah.
But of course, they're reliant. You think there's a 400 or 500 people on a train who probably half of them now are trying to use Wi-Fi all at the same time.
That's true.
They can have it wonderful on the train, but until the mobile phone masts near to the train's actual train line are improved...
I understand that, yeah.
You're still going to get very slow service.
Of course you are.
So it's really... And that seems to be almost a continual battle, because, of course, every time something's improved, then the mobile phone...
More people use it, yeah.
And they use more data, and they generate more data, and... Very soon you're full again, aren't you?
David, thanks ever so much for joining us. I do appreciate it. David Harby there from Rail Future.